He wanted to know the truth. He truly wanted something to believe in. He was a lost bee, frantically searching for a queen. I put on the clothes and followed the boy to his house. The village had seemed impoverished from the beginning. From the up-close view, I could tell everything was ancient. There wasn't a single bucket, which was completely covered with rust, nor a single house with loose bricks. There were several guards looking for me, but none of them seemed to know what face to look for. The guards might recognize me as a politician, so I guessed Albert didn't broadcast my face. The boy led me to a large wooden building. He opened a large wooden garage door, which made more noise than a rally. Inside the building were at least 20 people, all crammed together like sardines in a can.